Daniel 7:3, and four great beasts came up from the sea, different one from another. Now again, what does a beast represent in prophecy? What are these four great beasts? The Bible needs to give us the answer and not a private interpretation. What does the Bible say? Daniel 7:17. These great beasts, which are four, are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. So we need not speculate. A beast in prophecy represents a nation, a kingdom. So what does Daniel see? He sees four winds blowing over the sea, four beasts rising out of the sea. He sees war between nations, and as a result thereof, four kingdoms rise up. That is what he saw. The first was like a lion, and it had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked. And it was lifted up from the earth and made stand on the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. A lion represents a specific kingdom. Which one? Let's not guess. Let the Bible come to our rescue. Jeremiah 4 verse 7. The lion is come up from his thicket. The lion has come up from his place. A basic translation. What's Jeremiah talking about? If you read that whole section there, you see that Jeremiah is in actual fact prophesying that Babylon is on its way. Babylon is coming. And then the Bible talks about the second beast. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear. And it raised up itself on one side. And it had three ribs in the mouth and between the teeth of it. And they said thus to it, arise, devour much flesh. This kingdom has two parts. History confirms that the Medes and the Persians came together. The Persians were stronger than the Medes. They formed a coalition. And perhaps that's why this bear was raised up on the one side. And then this beast has three ribs in his mouth, between his teeth, most probably refers to the three nations that were conquered. Those nations being Babylon, Lydia, and Egypt.